בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, לסדר ויסי. Today is בית בכסלב. We are on the very bottom of עמוד קופחת. וזה כלל ידוע, שבחור שרוצה ללמוד בהתמדה, a בחור that wants to learn with tremendous התמדה, with passion, and, you know, wants to give it his all, ילמד בשמחה. וכן הלימוד לא יהיה עליו למסע, כי לימוד התורה בעצב חס ושלום, הולך לסתרה אחרה בר מינן, בארי הקדוש רייצן שער הכוונות, that if you learn Torah, and you feel that it's a burden on you, you feel that it's heavy on you, that לימוד goes to strengthen the Satan בר מינן. Yeah? You don't keep your learning, it goes to the Satan. So if you want to superpower, supercharge, boss level the Satan, make sure you learn בעצב, make sure you learn sad, and you feel heavy when you do it. Yeah, good.
What's it going to be like, sad or just being hard? Like, after you say it's very hard sometimes?
It's hard, but not sad. Yeah. Not sad. Do it b'simcha.
Huh?
That's not true.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Not getting pshat is part of the, that's part of the fun. That's part of the adventure. It's a challenge. You love to get pshat on the first time? What is this, Candyland? You got to buckle down, buckle down. I was sitting at a chasna yesterday, at a chuppah, learning, tosfot, get pashut, siman, amud, kuf samach amud bit, hard tosfot, od pa'am, ve od pa'am, it's hard, and there's all sorts of background noise, and people making you crazy, visit. And sometimes you have to fight, you have to trudge through life, but that's the simcha, that you're able to just zone out, and focus on Dvar Hashem. That's not sad, that's happy. That's euphoric, yes?
In the moment when I'm learning, I'm not like focusing on my emotions. Like, I'm just thinking about like, what I'm learning.
As long as you're not sad. As long as you're not, chaval, I'm here. I'd rather be X. You know, whatever. Ze tipish. Now he says, ve'achar
shiyushrash. What if someone actually says that? Like, come to where you said, I wish I was young, so tired, or whatever.
But they're doing it anyways.
You lose your sachar. Tohe ala rishonot. You know that. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem. Tohel HaRishonot is a very dangerous thing. You lose your sachar. Why would you do that? Anyway. Ve'achar shiyushrash b'tiv'ol l'ilmod b'atmada v'simcha. Once you train yourself to learn b'atmada, train yourself to sit. You know, some people can't sit. This is the generation of not being able to sit. I'm not talking about people who have ADHD and stuff. Everybody's, you know, devices and can't sit. You don't have to move. Take it easy. You know what I'm saying? Only move when you have to. Just train yourself to sit. You don't have to jump around.
Makara. Someone said he would rather be in bed than be at Seder. Should just someone go to bed then?
No. See, you're already here. Make the best of it.
He's going to be learning. He has no sky. He's probably the Satan. Why would he do that? Is that he doesn't learn the power of the Satan.
Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Hopefully, get him to, you know, teach him the sweetness of the Torah. I always say this vart. I'm going to tell you my vart. I tell it to my chaverim, to fellow rabbanim. They get a kick out of it. I don't know. Some people say I'm funny, but I don't know. Anyway, bekitzer, don't take it the wrong way, but I have mikvah Torah. Okay? What's mikvah Torah? Ready? You will never find this by Ashkenazim. This is only an animal that exists by Sfaradim. You ready? Okay? And the only, you know, whatever happens in the mikvah stays in the mikvah. So, you know, Fridays, you see all sorts of different briot in the mikvah. It's so interesting. And, you know, sechil. Anyway, bekitzer, sometimes I go, you see people walk in there, no kippah, no tzitzit, no any, and they're coming litbol be'erev Shabbat. Now, again, I'm not comparing this at all to tevilat nashim. Tevilat nashim is omed benumo shel olam. You know, that's chiyuvei karet, a totally different thing. There's many women that are not so religious in other areas that come to be litbol, ashrein v'ashrei chelkan. But tevilat anashim is, you know, bizmanenu, tevilat ha'ezra, it's ma'ala, you know what I'm saying? It's not compulsory. It's a tosefet, you know what I'm saying? It's a cherry on top. So I always found it weird that people come and, you know, like, people like no shaykhis, they have these like, you know, the skinhead treif haircuts? You know what I'm talking about? treif skinhead haircuts? Shemi Shmuel. Why is it fashionable to look like a neo-Nazi? For what reason? Anyway, bekitzer. Chatitza, nachon. Anyway, bekitzer. Yeah. Rabbeinu Chaim Panachi has a tshuva. He proves that hair is not a chatitza. He proves it from Shimshon. How did Shimshon wear tefillin? Yeah? Or any nazir for that matter. Shimshon happened to have had longer hair than regular nazirim. But how did he wear tefillin? Anyway, mikol makom they come. What in the world are you doing? Did you ever stop to think? How do you walk into a men's mikveh without a kippah v'tzitzit? Do you not find that weird? And it's not... It's a Sephardi monster, not an Ashkenazi one. You ever think about it for a second? It's just a thing. And then I see these guys arguing, two of these guys in the mikveh. He asked, I guess one of the guys was his first time. And he says, so what am I supposed to do? He says, well, there's different opinions of how many times you're supposed to dip. Some do it 7 times, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. Some do it, you know, I don't know, 12 times corresponding to the mazalot. Also, what are you, echad mi yodea mata, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Also, I was going to say, you know, maybe 9 times, tishay archeleda, you know, all sorts of, there are, you know what I'm saying? Petty things, and you're missing the ikar. And I'm always thinking to myself, is this a real, like, is it better that they didn't come? And then I say, no. This is coming back to your question. I don't think it's better that they didn't come. I think it's better that they do come because elaim sechel, hopefully when they dunk in the mikveh, if the mikveh is kasher, they come out with a little bit more sechel than they came in. Maybe I should put on a kippah. Maybe I should put on tzitzit. Maybe I should actually act Jewish before I go to the mikveh. You know what I'm saying? Like all sorts of stuff like that. Huh? What?
Why can't they just do a little thing of the mikveh?
Because it's stupid to harp on the tefel before you work on the ikah. I imagine the mashal, you know what I'm saying? You have this kid, a 5-year-old birthday party. How much do 5-year-olds look forward to their birthday parties and their cakes and whatever? And now mom comes out, instead of with this like massive birthday cake, whatever, she comes out with a bunch of cherries. Happy birthday with cherries. Now the kid's crying, like, where's my cake? She's like, no, you don't need the cake. This is just the cherry on top. Let's celebrate the cherry. Judaism doesn't work that way. You put the cherries on top of the cake after you've worked on the cake. Yeah, it's dipping in the mikveh mitzvah? Ligvarim? You think so? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Maybe. It's just weird. I want to know. I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong. I want to know how they got there. Who brought them? Who told them to go? You know what I'm saying? They didn't just... you know, wander in. Somebody sent them. What idiot sent them in without first teaching them the palil, velasim kippah, velasim tzitzit, and to actually have the basis of a Jew? I don't know. Yeah, just go to the mikveh in scuba gear. What? You have what I'm saying? Think. Where'd it come from? Who sent you? Seder, you're already here. That's true. But once he's already here, you're here. So the Torah can definitely be mitaher more than a mikveh. And therefore, once you're learning, you say, yeah, okay, maybe you're learning right now, according to the Ariyah is going to the Satan, but let the Torah at least penetrate you so that next time you have more sechel by the time you come to Seder. You know what I'm saying? They asked Maran Zichron Bracha, he only used to go to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. Sometimes one or the other, not both. Erev Shabbatot, Arve Shabbatot, and Arve Yom Tov, he didn't go. So I asked him, Rabbeinu, Ketuv Baposkim, you know, you're supposed to go. So how come you don't? He says, Daf Gemara Metaher Yoter Mi Mikveh. Lo Kmo Yoter.
So what is it about the
mikveh? Because I'm not Maran Zichron Bracha. And the world doesn't stand on my shoulders. If I stop learning for half an hour, so nothing's going to happen to the world. You know what I'm saying? If he stopped learning for half an hour, then we'd all be dead. Huh? For him. Because it's not sotir. The poskim still say to do it. So for him, a daf gemara is meter yotir. But for random people, so you say, you know, lichvot Shabbat, you go, What about all the other things? To be rochitz bechamin and to be mevashel lichvot Shabbat and all the other things. It's still, you know what I'm saying? Everything in moderation. You got to read between the lines. Manan zechon v'racha, you know, gedola olamim. So you have to know that. Yicha people, cherries are nice on top of cakes. Not instead of. My taina is not on that guy who rolled into the mikveh like that. That's not, my taina is not on him. Ravasi, you hear what I'm saying? My taina is not on him. Who's my taina on? The guy who sent him. I'm not saying the guy who told him to go is like whatever, but like, world's biggest mechatesi is that. It, of all the things, you see these guys are rachok, and it never was like that, you know what I'm saying? In general, when you have a chiloni men don't go to the mikveh. It's not, chiloni women, yeah, here. But you know what I'm saying? Chiloni men, it's not a thing. What? Slichot is different because they connect, you know what I'm saying? There's tunes and there's, yeah, there's, you know, there's this togetherness. Mikveh, there's no, what's the thing? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's a ritual pool. Now, it's definitely metahir, that's true, but a mikveh is not metahir when a person's tovil v'sheretz biyado. Nachon? You have to first let go of the sheretz, and then you can be tovil. I always had that pet peeve of mine. I don't get it. It's just in this generation. Never before did you have a generation where chiloni men made a thing of the mikveh.
What does that say about this generation?
It says we're a very superficial, shallow, not deep generation at all. We don't think penetratively. We think mamish surface. Mikveh Judaism, shallow Judaism, whatever. Why don't you go a little bit deeper? Why don't you see what's, yeah? You know what? I have a thing. Take all the chiloni men that want to dip. No problem. You know something? I think dipping in the mikveh is a great thing. Absolutely wonderful. How about learning masechet mikvaot in tandem? How's that? Let's do it. Anybody who ever sent them to the mikveh in scuba gear ever say, you know, maybe let's sit down to forget about masechet mikvaot.
More.
Oh, anything that exerts me, if I have to break a sweat, then whatever. Guess what? Judaism is about not breaking a sweat. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Huh? No. That's the door. That's not a chiloni thing. That's the door. The door is superficial. Superficial Judaism. And I'm saying nobody wants to do anything. Nobody, but you know what I'm saying. People don't. Oh, no. You know, don't ruffle my feathers. If it works for me, then whatever. Mikveh is an easy thing, you know what I'm saying? You go, it's cool, you take a, you know, especially the ones that look like spas, mitzuyan. But how about sit down to learn? How about bichozer bitshuva? How about change your lifestyle? Whoa, lifestyle change. Oh, that's a big one, yeah? That's where superficiality comes in. Again, not to be misconstrued. For women, in safik ba'olam. In safik ba'olam, over there, they need to, now again, I'm not saying, I'm not getting into the thing, but you know, even for women, just dipping in the mikveh doesn't cut it. There's prep that has to be done before. So just showing up doesn't necessarily cut it. So there's got to be somebody teaching them that there's, you know, there's a mahalach to that. But that's a different story. But I'm saying it's definitely without safik ba'olam, it's more important for women to dip than for men. That's, yeah. When Mashiach comes and we have to be Olel HaRabayit and Bet HaMikdash, whatever, we're all going to, you know, we're going to make a bracha latvila. Also, you know that. And chatzitzot ve'inyanim, that's for sure. But for the time being, where for men, it's only tosifit ma'ala, it's tvilat ezra, so, you know, I'll call it, we are the tafel generation. We love to be mevarich ala tafel ve'liftor et ha'ikar. Huh? Tafel. Ha! Good. Forget about Masechet Mikvaot. That was just me. That was hyperbole. I would say, that's a good shaila. If a guy says, listen, I am never going to learn. I'm never going to daven. I'm never going to keep Shabbat. The only thing I'm willing to do is go to the mikvah on Friday. I'm in. Is it better than nothing? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Because what is the mikvah? It's not even a mitzvah. Is it wrong? No. Is it better than nothing? Maybe also no. Do you have what I'm saying? By a woman, is it better than nothing? For sure. Do you have what I'm saying? When you're celebrating tafil and you are decrying the ikan and you're saying, I'm never going to do it. First of all, a lot of these people are big talkers. Eventually they do it, and if they don't do it, their kids do it, and then they twist their arm to do it. You know, that's the way the world goes. But if a guy's so farshited and he says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to do it. That's your service of Hashem? What you're willing, this is the only thing I'm going to do. What are you negotiating with a kadosh? Hashem doesn't negotiate with terrorists. You know what I'm saying? What are you telling Hashem what you're going to do, what you're not going to do? Okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it to yourself. If you know you're not holding, whatever. But you're taking a stand about what you're willing to do. I'm going to do this. And who asked you? Miata bichlam? You're just, you know, you're barely an atom. You're just a series of intertwined molecules. Miata bichlam? Yom Tov.